Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
You know, I was watching on the news, and they had a couple that had been married for 75 years. 75 years. And they asked the gentleman, they were like, hey, you know, he's like, I still love her. I love her more today than what I did the day we got married. And I was watching that, and I had just been in a fight with Victoria. And I was like, not today. But it began to wrestle in my spirit, faithfulness. Faithfulness. You know, Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man shall abound in blessings, which is more. Shall abound in blessings. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. Now that faithful man right there is not a faithful man that has to. That faithful man is a faithful man that chooses to. See, there's a huge difference between having to be faithful and choosing to be faithful. So, I think you guys have a picture of my wife. Put a picture of my wife up on the stage for me. Oh. Shaba. Heaven have mercy. Okay, take that off for a second. Whew. She sent that to me one day, and I forgot the meeting I was in for a second. Like, Pastor Phil, you listening? Not anymore. I'm not. I don't. But if that beautiful woman was standing right next to me, and you came up to me and said, Pastor Phil, you're married, and you're faithful to your wife, and I say, yes, I choose to be faithful to my wife. Absolutely. But if she's standing next to me and you came up to me and said, Pastor Phil, you're married, and I say, yeah, I have to be faithful to my wife. Okay, you don't know my wife. That ain't going to work, okay? There's a difference between having to and choosing to. There's a huge difference between the two of them, right? So then when you start to look at it, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. The faithfulness is something that you choose to do. It's a thing of your heart. It's a decision that you make in your heart. I don't have to go to work. I choose to go to work. I don't have to diet. I choose to diet. That hasn't went over at any service. People are like, shut up. No, I choose to not listen to you right now. That's what I'm choosing not to do. Let me tell you this, faithfulness is not faithfulness until the time comes to show faithfulness. So God says different things in his word, and he says, hey, this is what I want you to do. And we say, yes, God, amen, that's exactly what I want, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But when the time comes to show faithfulness to what he said, faithfulness is not faithfulness until the time comes to show faithfulness. There's nobody better in the Bible that I love to really read about is David. And David is just jacked up, right? He does a bunch of stuff wrong, but he's a man after God's own heart. That's what the Bible says. And David, he just pursues God. He's not perfect by any means. God never asked us to be perfect. He did ask us to be honest, but he never asked us to be perfect, right? That's what he sent Jesus for, to die on the cross, to be perfect for us so that we didn't have to be perfect. Jesus was perfect for us. But check out David for a second. David gets anointed king. They basically call him in off the backside of a mountain where he's tending sheep. And he comes in. And the Bible says he's kind of like a rudely looking kid, basically. He's got some crazy looking hair, some freckles. He's kind of a weird looking kid. And not if you have freckles, you're not weird. I'm just saying that's what the Bible says about him, okay? So he calls him in and he says, okay, you're anointed king. And you know what David had to do after that? Go right back to the outside of the mountain and tend the sheep. That was what his job was. He got anointed by the prophet to be king. This was a big deal. But he had to go back and be faithful to what God had called him to do. He had to go back to the backside of the mountain and start tending sheep. 1 Samuel 16, Verse 23, it says, and whenever the harmful spirit from God, now listen, God does not send harmful spirits. It's a permissive, when they translate it in that, God does not give you harmful spirits. Everything that's good, everything that's perfect, everything that's lovely comes from God. If it's stealing, killing, or destroying, that comes from the devil. Do you understand that? Okay, so God doesn't send and put harmful spirits. Don't send me an email and say, God did this. God put this spirit on me to smoke weed. God didn't put that spirit on you to smoke weed. Okay, that's not from God. Okay, so just remember that. It says, was upon Saul, this spirit, David took the lyre, or it's like a harp, and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him. Basically, what would happen is Saul would start getting crazy, and then they would call David, and David would come in, and he would play what is basically like a harp. Okay, I don't play musical instruments, so this is the best harp example that you're getting right now. I'm not really sure how all this happens. So he's playing the harp, right? And then Saul would feel better. So they said, David, we need you to do this. And David said, absolutely. I'll be faithful to what you have called me to do. I will be faithful to this. And then when he would play, the spirit would leave Saul and everyone would be happy. Then in 1 Samuel 17, Goliath is tormenting the children of Israel. And David comes up and he kills Goliath. He takes a stone, he hits Goliath in the head, he knocks him out, he kills him. It's over with. Then, because he did that, he gets to marry the king's daughter, and he doesn't have to pay taxes. You can read it, okay? Right now, if you don't pay taxes, you know, the way I look at it is, if the government is shut down, then I don't have to pay taxes until you open back up. You want the government to open up? Stop paying taxes and see what happens. They're going to be like, we open today. We are 24 hours again. Come on back. But you can read it. David doesn't have to pay taxes. He gets to marry the king's daughter. Everything is great in David's life. But faithfulness is not faithfulness until the time comes to show faithfulness. Right? So everything is good in David's life. 1 Samuel 18, he comes walking into town, and now all of a sudden it's, you know, Saul has killed his thousands and David his tens of thousands. And so now we're starting to lead up, right? Everything's going good. Everything's going great in David's life. But things are about to change. His faithfulness to what God has said. You've been anointed king. Maybe God has spoke something into your life. Maybe you've read something in the script, in the Bible, and you're like, yes, that is the promise of God. I'm going to stay faithful to that. That's what I'm going to believe on. That's what I'm standing on. And now all of a sudden, maybe all hell has broke loose in your life. Because see, faithfulness is not faithfulness until the time comes to show faithfulness. So now, let's pick it up. 1 Samuel 18, verse 10. The next day, a harmful spirit from God, we already know what that means, rushed upon Saul, and he raved within his house while David was playing the lyre or the harp, as he did day by day. David did this day in and day out. He went to his job day in and day out. The faithful man shall abound in blessing. David chose to be faithful day in and day out. He's just choosing it day in and day out, day in and day out. But now faithfulness is about to get a little tricky. Because check this out. It goes on to say, Saul had his spear in his hand. Okay, look, I got a spear for you right here. Okay, check this out. So, this is Saul's spear, okay? Not really. But some of you are like, whoa, you guys got Saul's spear? That's so crazy. This is the greatest church. Okay, so this is not Saul's spear. Okay, but it says, I want to give you the visual of this so you can understand what I'm saying. It says, Saul had his spear in his hand. Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, I will pin David to the wall. Okay, but David evaded him what? Hold on, read that again. But David evaded him
twice.
Catch this. Saul has his spear, not spears as in plural. He has a spear in his hand. He says, I'm going to pin David to the wall. David's just being faithful to what God's called him to do. And here comes Saul and says, I'm going to pin him to the wall. And so he throws his spear at him. But the Bible says that David evaded him twice, which means this man kept playing the harp. Are you understanding? this is crazy to me. Like when I read the Bible, I laugh hysterically, and this is funny to me. He gets the spear thrown at him, evades it, and just keeps playing along with the harp. Like, you know what? He's a little upset today. I'm like, did he go even more in on the harp? Like, well, I'm really going to go in now. Because this spirit that he's got today is way worse than the other ones. He evaded him twice. If he throws the spear at me once, honestly, if he even picks the spear up and looks at me, I'm like, you know what? Today's not the day. I don't feel like he feels like it today. I'll go play my worship music somewhere else. I'm out. I'm done. Not David. Because here's the crazy thing, okay? Get this in your mind. Picture this for a second. He threw it at him once. He had to go get the spear. Like he missed, and then Saul's got to go get it. Like, oh man, I missed him. David's steadily playing the harp. And then Saul picks it back up out of the wall and turns, and he's like, okay, I'll pin him again. David evades him the second time. Now, smartly, at this point, David's like, I think it's probably time for me to go. I'm out. But here's the thing is, he was faithful to what God's called him to do, but now all of a sudden things have gotten crazy because faithfulness is not faithfulness until the time comes to show faithfulness. God had given him a promise, and now he's got to stand on this promise. Now all of a sudden it's gotten crazy in his life. Now all of a sudden the guy who was loving him before is hating him now. He evaded him twice. Maybe for you, that spear is not an actual physical spear. Maybe it's the spear of lack. Maybe God has said, hey, in God's word, he said, listen, when you tithe and when you give, I'll rebuke the devourer forsake. I'll open up the windows of heaven. And I'll pour out a blessing. He said, when you give an offering onto it, I'll give it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. He said in Ephesians 3:20, I'll give you abundantly and above all you could ever ask, think or imagine. That is the promise of God. But now all of a sudden the spear of lack gets thrown at us. It's that bill that we didn't know was coming. It's the car breaks down. And we say, I could tithe and I could give, but I have to do this. Because there's two systems that are always at work. There's our system and then there's God's system. We want to function under our system, but we want God to bless us under his system. And it doesn't work that way with God. So the spear of lack gets thrown at you. Maybe the spear of offense gets thrown at you. Somebody does something to you and you saw in the Bible, it says, forgive and you shall be forgiven. But then when somebody does something to us, the Bible says, keep no record of wrongs. Do you have record of wrongs? Oh, nobody. Okay, fantastic. A lot of holiness in the room today. Sure, online as well. What does that mean? That means when somebody does you wrong, you totally forgot about it. It's over. Are you serious? Is that even possible? Well, Jesus said you have to forgive somebody up to 490 times in a day. In a day. In a day. Traffic alone will push it to 389, at least 390. But that's just one person. Faithfulness is not faithfulness till the time comes to show faithfulness. So when that spear gets thrown at you, the spear of doubt, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But when doubt starts to creep in, it's like, God, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. I've been praying for this and it hasn't happened. And God's saying, no, it hasn't happened yet. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. See, we want God to work on our time frame. I've said it before, and I'll say it 500 times over so that people understand it. We are in a microwave generation serving a crockpot God. Like, we want God to do stuff quick, and God's like, no, this is going to taste really good if you live in the crockpot. It's going to really brew for a while. You're going to really enjoy this. And we're like, we don't care 30 seconds. Just give it to me fast. You ever been in a drive-thru line, and you're just upset? You get mad at the people in front of you when they order too much food. You ever, Some of you are like, oh, this hurts. You ever seen when they put their how much they owe? Like, you can see how much they owe, and you're on a time crunch, and you look up, and you're like, $38? You're in Taco Bell. Are you serious? And there's just one bag after the other. And then if you're anything like my wife, she will look through the bag while she's in front of the window. She's not pulling up. She's like, I'll be checking all my stuff. And I'm like, babe, we got to go. Like, I know me, and if I was back there, I'd be mad at you right now. And she's like, tell him I need more napkins. They expected, they thought you drove away, and now you have to knock at the window. Hey, can we get some more napkins? And they always look at you like they bought the napkins. They're like, yeah, fine. Leave. But you get that spirit that comes. Faithfulness isn't faithfulness until the time comes to show faithfulness. Like I said, we want to act in God's system. We want to act in our system, but we want the blessings in God's system. Here's how God's system is set up. Check this out. Luke 6, verse 27. This is Jesus talking. This is not me, so do not send me an email and say that this is impossible because this is Jesus and not me. Okay? And what we're all going to do right now, online, Facebook, everything else, is we're just going to all smile. That way, if you don't smile, we'll know that you're the person who struggles with this the most. But if you all smile like serial killers, no one will know it's you. Okay? Verse 27, but I say to you who hear, this is Jesus, not me, love your enemies. This is God's system, okay? This is God. Being faithful to what God said, this is God's system. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. What? Jesus is talking pure nonsense at this point. You want me to pray for people who are mean to me? Does anybody else see a problem with this? This is not the way our system is set up. You want me to be nice to people. You ever gotten in a conversation with God where you're like, you don't work where I work. You don't have the family that I have. This is a true story. I was in traffic one day and somebody cut me off and I could feel on the inside of me, it was, I could hear the scripture, like audibly, like I could hear it in my spirit. It was love your neighbor as yourself. And then immediately I said, you've never driven traffic before. Like you didn't have camel jams back in the day. It was... Lived in a desert. You never had to deal with snow. What are you talking about? And ice? Like, were you riding your camel one day and you're like, oh, are you serious? Oh, we're backed up for miles. There's no way we're getting around this. Oh, camel broke its leg. We're going to be here forever. You didn't have, like, the camel highway patrol come out and move your camel. You always look at me weird, like you know, you ever thought about that for a second? That's the stuff I think about when I read it. I'm like, where were you? Like, you're not around. You don't know what this is like. I remember one time I was in an argument with God, and I was like, listen, you only live 33 years on this earth. I'm 40 years old. I have 7 years on you right now. I've seen more. But we got to pray for these people. Love your enemies. Pray for people who are mean and not talk behind their back. You mean we can't Christian gossip? Oh, I knew that one was going to go over like a ton of bricks. You know what church gossip is, don't you? That's when you walk up to somebody and you're like, hey, did you hear about Billy? And they're like, no. And you're like, I'm just telling you this so you can pray for him. We're all gonna come together and pray for Billy. Why? Because he's a loser. He's a horrible individual. And if the Lord doesn't get him, I'm afraid that somebody's gonna kill him. but let's all pray. Okay, that's Christian gossip, basically. That's church gossip. That's not what Jesus said. Again, we want faithfulness. We want the rewards of being faithful, but God's saying, listen, here's what you're going to have to do then. You got to bless those because there is an inconvenience to faithfulness. What? Yes, there's a huge inconvenience to faithfulness. Think about Jesus at the garden for a second. There is an inconvenience to his faithfulness. He knew what he was supposed to do. He knew what he had come to do. But now he's in a garden. The Bible said that he sweat great drops of blood. I've had some rough times in my life. I've had some tough times in my life. But I have never sweat blood. Scholars believe that what had happened was it was such an intense warring that he began to pop blood vessels in his head. And he says three different times, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. That's usually, if we're honest, that's usually where we stop our prayers. We're like, God, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. God, if there's any other way I don't have to go to work today. God, if there's any other way these people can leave me alone. God, if there's any other way. But here's the crazy thing is, here's what Jesus says next that oftentimes we forget. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. What Jesus is saying is, not my system, but your system. Not my way, but your way. Not what I want to do, but I'm staying faithful to what you want to do. Because faithfulness is not faithfulness until the time comes to show faithfulness. Jesus is walking through the crowd and he says, hey, if you kill me, I'm going to rise again after 3 days. Hey, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Hey, and now the time comes for him to die. He was good for 3.5 years. Things were going good. Jesus Christ Ministries was on the rise. Like, it was rolling right now. He's got disciples. He's got crowds following him, 5,000, 10,000 people. He's packing stadiums. He's like the man. He's all over social media right now. But now all of a sudden, now it comes the time. Now it comes the time for him to show faithfulness. And remember, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. The Bible says that he went to the cross for the joy that was set before him. That joy is you. He saw you today and endured a cross then so that you could be set free. He came for you. His faithfulness was for you. That's what he came for. That's what he was here for. So now he's on this cross. And he knows what it says in the Old Testament. He knows that he who winneth souls is wise. So now he's on a cross, hanging on a cross. And he's still trying to get people to heaven. He's still trying to get people with him. We're 7 days away, 7 days away from reaching even more people for Jesus and spreading the gospel because we're about to launch this campus in the Ferguson, Florida area. And some of you may not clap. You may not clap here online because you're like, I'm not going to go there. No, 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 no. But he who winneth souls is wise. That's why they're going to have cards for you when you walk out of here. They're going to have these Ferguson cards. And you say, well, I'm not going to go up there. No, but somebody that you may work with may know somebody who's up there. And that's how. Listen, your destiny is tied to the relationships that God has placed in your life. But we got to be faithful. We got to be faithful to hand those cards out. They got bumper stickers that you can have, that you can put on your car as a witness to say, hey, now listen, the only reason people don't put bumper stickers on their car is because they're terrible drivers. It's like, I don't want anybody to know where I go to church because I'm a horrible driver. You ever cut somebody off in traffic and you both pulled into the church parking lot? That's the most awkward moment. You're like, you know what? I think I'll park on that side because they parked over here. And then inevitably you always run into them right there in the portico because you saw them, they saw your face, you saw their face, and now you both are walking. You're like, oh, this is awkward. Oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, did someone cut you off in traffic? I'm just honest. I was like, that was me. I was in a hurry. But we got to remain faithful. Faithfulness is not faithfulness until the time comes to show faithfulness. And here's Jesus. He's still there. He's still there. He's still handing out cards. He's not even going to be around on this earth anymore, but he's trying to hand out cards. One guy on one side is like, hey, I'm not going. I could care less. The other guy on the other side is like, hey, I'll hang with you, Jesus. Ah, that joke is funny every time. Oh, he said, I'll hang with you, Jesus. So you didn't get it. Oh, man. Get it? Because they're all hanging on a cross. Oh, I said that last night and could not stop laughing. And I said, I'm saying it today. I don't care. And somebody said, don't say that joke. It's an inappropriate joke. They're hanging on the cross. I was like, they're still not on the cross. They're in heaven. That guy's in heaven right now. I would love to hang with Jesus because you'd be in heaven. You wouldn't be here. You understand what I'm saying? But Jesus was still working it. He said, today you're going to be with me today in paradise. Today is your day. He's still in heaven. He's still working it because he knows that he who winneth souls is wise. He's staying faithful to what God has called him to do because faithfulness isn't faithfulness until the time comes that you have to show faithfulness. He said, turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. When someone strikes you, turn the other cheek. If we're honest, when we get struck, here's what we do sometimes. We get struck on one cheek, but have you ever, you're like, cool, I'll turn the other cheek because that's what you said. But have you ever changed your stance when you came back up? What I mean by that is you get hit and then you kind of come up a little bit differently. Like, you know what? I'm going to give you the first one because I go to faith church. But you're going to do the second one, and I'm going to show you that I'm not that saved. Okay, so. But it's an attitude within the heart. Because the minute that you choose to be faithful to what God has said, the minute that you make that choice, check this out, Romans 12:19. It says, beloved, never avenge yourselves. Remember God's system and our system. Have you ever heard the phrase, never say never? That's not what God said. I said that one time. I read that. Very first time I read that, I said, ooh, they say never. He said, that's what they said. That's not what I said. So either you're going to get the blessings of what they said or you're going to get the blessings of what I said. But a faithful man will abound in blessings, the man who chooses to be faithful. He said, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God said, I'll take care of it. But has God ever wasted too much time? He said, you ever been praying and God's just wasting time? It's like we want long suffering from God, but then we want other people to suffer long. We want unconditional love from God, but then we put conditions on our love to other people. We want all this grace from God, but we don't want to extend grace to someone else. And God's saying you're operating in two different systems. Because then we'll come into church or we're watching online or on Facebook. And then what we do is we say, God bless me. And God's saying, forgive him. And you say, whoa, easy. You're talking crazy again, Jesus. You want me to pray for him? God's like, yeah, I want you to start praying for him right now. And you can't pray that someone's going to die. That doesn't work. You can't be like, all right, I'll pray for him. Lord, kill him. And because my heart is towards you, make it quick. Don't make him suffer long. I love the looks on people's faces. Like, can you say that? I don't know if you can say that. Pastor David will be back on Tuesday, so I'm not really sure. Find out after that. But faithfulness isn't faithfulness until the time comes for us to show faithfulness. If we allow God to fight our battles, if we do what God has called us to do, if we do those scriptures and those things that he's asked and praying for people and loving on people, if we just continue to be faithful. If you haven't started Growth Track, start Growth Track. You know that you need to. Don't wait because you're not going to start it in 2 weeks. Start it today. You're like, I'll wait till I start on the first week. No, start today. If you're in an iConnect group, what I said earlier is what I 100% believe. If God is leading each in iConnect, your destiny is tied to the relationships that you have. And maybe God has a divine appointment for you to be in this group so that you can meet the person that's going to help you get to the level that you want to get to. But if you never get in a group, you'll never do it. If you're never faithful to it, it'll never happen in your life. David remained faithful. He just continued to be faithful. Just continued to keep being faithful. 1 Samuel 18:14. And David had success in all his undertakings, for the Lord was with him. David chose to be faithful, even when spears are being thrown at him. So in your life, maybe this spear of doubt, maybe the spear of lack, maybe these different spears are being thrown at you. If we continue to remain faithful to God, we continue to remain faithful to what he said. We continue to remain faithful to the things that he's asked us to do. When he said, hey, I want you to tithe, we still got to remain faithful even when the TV's on sale. You ever been in that situation where you saw the TV was on sale? And what's the first thing we all say? This is God. This God did this. It is a 65-inch TV for $400. This is the Lord right here. And God's saying, no, I want you to continue to give, because when you give to the church, then I will be able to bless you with blessings, not just a blessing. You'll have blessings abundantly and above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. But we got to remain faithful to his word. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed here online on Facebook. If you say, Pastor Phil, I needed this today. This is the message that I needed to hear today. Would you just raise your hands right where you're at so that I can mix my faith and pray with you today? Father, I just thank you for each and every single person that's raising their hand, that's on Facebook, that's online. God, there's no distance in prayer. Lord, there may have been times where we have been unfaithful, but we're getting it right today. We're remaining faithful. We're standing on your word. We'll tithe and we'll give. That's what you've called us to do. We'll love people. We'll pray for people. We'll get involved in Growth Track in a small group. We'll hand out cards. We'll do those things that you've asked us to do. And God, we ask you to forgive us if there's moments in our life where we haven't been faithful. You are always faithful to us. And we're turning our hearts and choosing faithfulness to you today. God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we'll serve you loyally and faithfully all the days of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.